you're hearing this before listening to the weekly show, are you sure you meant to do that? If not, stop now and go do that first.
Please note that the following program includes adult themes and language.
You're listening to Extra Large on Discourse.
Oh yeah, I'm back.
You're listening to Extra Large on Discourse.
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 So tell me, Dylan, you're saying they don't use Flash to do broadcasts?
Well, look, not specifically. If you were doing, if we were, for example, TVNZ, we'd probably be using, well, we'd be using one of two things for our election graphics. One is an in-house software written by a really cool guy whose name I forget, who's a fucking genius and writes pure OpenGL code that does all sorts of crazy shit. And the other option is a program called VizRT, which is a ridiculously expensive, you know, whole graphics system, blah, blah, blah.
So that's what they'd use for, like, the TV news intros and that sort of stuff?
No, that's what you use for live. This is what they'd use for live graphics. For, like, TV news intros and stuff, they'd probably use things like After Effects and stuff. But that's, you know, you have to create it, you render it, you edit it into something, you play it out, whatever.
Right.
For doing live on-screen graphics that can, you know, be updated dynamically and that can do stuff like that, there's very little available. It's quite hard. So, turns out, Swedish national broadcaster SVT, which probably stands for Sweden Vision Tele or something because they put things around the wrong way.
Svenska, something or other.
Yeah, probably. Who knows? Created a program in-house called Caspar CG, which is open source, written in... It's a Windows-based program.
Yay, Windows!
Yay! And it does live graphics and uses, as its sort of base for the dynamic graphics, it uses Flash. So you can, pretty much anything you can do in Flash, you could do on screen. And you can have, you know, you can have transparency through to other video layers, and you can even play video files into it and stuff as well. Yeah, so... It's that, basically. Nice. So what we need the Flash person for, and we have found the Flash person for, hopefully, is to help us build the Flash templates to drive this stuff. And we also have to do other stuff to wrangle the data that we get from the election site into what we need. But that's what that is. And it's very cool, and it looks like a really neat little project. It's been going for a while, and they use it, like SVT, which is, I guess, is Sweden's equivalent of TVNZ, I suppose, state-owned, except publicly funded, not anyway. Uses it for all their on-screen graphics.
Cool.
Yeah.
Like it.
So that's cool. We found that and it looks really neat.
It looks really, really neat and it's exciting. What?
Oh, what? Sorry. I thought, why do I mix you guys up all the time?
Oh my God, seriously.
I thought Morgan had gone.
Corrections.
Tell me about... Morgan, tell me about The Ultimate Fighter.
The Ultimate Fighter. Have you heard of the UFC?
Yes, is that the mixed martial arts cage kind of thing?
That's right. It's the biggest mixed martial arts competition in the world, which I don't know if that's a big claim or not. I don't even know how many viewers they have, but that's, you know, they make that claim. Ultimate Fighter is where they get, you know, 16 or whatever young, you know, buff young men into a house in that kind of traditional reality TV style, and they train them, and every week they have a fight, and the winner of the fight can continue on and hopefully gets to play in the UFC. And compete and get, you know, a contract or whatever. And the loser of the fight stays in the house, which is unusual compared to most other reality shows, and can continue to train, but they're out of the running unless they are lucky enough to be reselected. And if you like fighting, if you like martial arts particularly, it's got a lot of wrestling and stuff in it, a lot of jiu-jitsu stuff, a bit of boxing. Then you will absolutely love it. It's really good fun. These kids are all dickheads. That dickheads, you know, and the odd, you know, cool kid.
They're what, buffed up, hyper,
arrogant.
Yeah,
it's just the level of conceit in a person. I think fighters particularly get a terrible kind of arrogance. I did. I was a dickhead. I was so aggressive. And that's just, you know, it's one of those things, I think, that comes along with martial arts, if you're not really careful. All right. So that's that. So that's Ultimate Fighter. It's good fun. Yeah, it's good fun. If you like UFC, then you'll probably like Ultimate Fighter. And even if you don't, you might, like if the ground and pound stuff in UFC is too much for you, there's not much of that in Ultimate Fighter. None of them.
They're trying to get into stay up. Is that another reality TV sort of element where they they munge the fight so they're a bit more interesting?
I say no. I say they probably are prepared to end them more quickly. And I think that because of the nature of the competition, no one wants to get hurt that bad because they don't have the recovery time that they have in the real tournaments. So right. In the real tournaments, I mean, sometimes the ground and pound is just pretty appalling. And you end up with people that just look like pieces of meat, just gristle, blood, you know, all through the ring and just, you know, shit beaten out of someone. And you just don't really get that so much in the Ultimate Fighter. The worst you tend to get, you know, is little cuts from elbows and stuff and the odd nasty broken nose. Or broken hand, you know, stuff like that. But nothing that is quite as gristly as the actual tournaments.
Right.
Yeah. What else have we... what other things can we talk about? And
what's your auntie been talking about?
I guess, I mean, we could talk about the fades. Maybe we can save that for next week.
What's the fades?
The Fades is a new British series. I've only seen season one, episode one.
Don't forget to rewind the tape.
It's about, let's see, what is it about? It's kind of about ghosts and some people who can see them, and there's a new kind of monster, and some people can sort of see the future, and everything seems really grim. But it's not in the sort of the Buffy style. It's really dirty and rusty, and everything seems like it's going to go bad. And the monsters are nasty, and we'll see. But you know, I've only had one tape of it so far. Maybe it's going to be no good. But the first episode, I thought it seemed all right. I mean, it's no Breaking Bad.
Not what is?
No, what is exactly? I haven't seen The Amazing Race yet. Not this new season. I'll have to borrow the tape off you. I didn't know there was an Australian one.
There is. It's.
Does it suck? Do they just travel around Australia?
No, it's just the same as the American one.
Right.
Oh, I gotta go. I've got a baby waking up, but it's just the same as the American one, hosted by Grant Bowler, and they're more horrible than the Americans.
Oh yeah, they make them do worse challenges, or?
No, they're just horrible people. I'll be back soon, maybe. Who knows?
Roger, Roger. Normally, this is the Morgan and Dylan show.
Yeah, I know. You guys.
But Ben's actually hanging out.
You guys hog it.
It's not that we hog it. It's that you need to have a nap.
You don't let me ever participate.
It's not accurate, Ben. You're basically, I mean, you're lying to make friends amongst the audience. Yeah, you're pretending that you're being excluded somehow. But I mean,
no, this is true. Last week, yeah, was special circumstances.
Yeah,
it was bad.
That sounds bad.
Worst enemy.
It sounds really bad. So you're busy. Are you going to take a break next week?
Well, I was, but it's the first birthday.
It is the first birthday. You'd hate to miss it.
I don't know. I don't want to blow my load before the election special.
Yeah, the election special is going to be friggin' epic. It's going to be, I mean, it's going to be at least 3 hours, probably 4 hours, because I expect we'll probably start streaming, but not talking about the politics stuff yet, about sex. That might just be, you know, music and a picture. And then the real show will start at 7 and we'll get all of our politics nerds on and we'll just try and make a real go of it. And I expect that we'll probably go until someone declares, which will probably be about 11, I would expect.
Yeah, it's actually pretty quick these days, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hey, here's a test for you, Morgan. Yep. I'm reading an article about... a new app available in the Android market called Is My Son Gay?
Yeah.
And it determines through a series of 20 questions whether or not your offspring is homosexual.
Are you going to ask me the questions?
I am.
All right, go for it.
Does he like to dress up nicely? Do you pay close attention to your outfits and brand names?
I do not pay close attention to brand names, and I often dress slobby, but I do like to dress nicely.
Do you like football?
Like soccer? No.
Before you were born, did your parents wish you were a girl?
Yes.
Have you ever got into or participated in a fight?
Yes.
Do you read sports magazines?
No.
Do you have a best friend?
Yes.
Do you like team sports?
Not really.
I have no idea. I don't know what the result of this is. I'm just asking you the questions.
Yeah.
Are you prudish or modest? I'd say no to that. Do you like diva singers?
No.
Do you spend a long time in the bathroom?
Yep.
Do you have a tongue, nose, or ear piercing?
No. and never have.
Do you spend a lot of time getting ready before being seen in public?
No. Oh, except if I shave my head after not shaving my head for a while. God, it takes forever. Oh, my God. Razors really like to get clogged up.
I'm back.
Have you ever asked yourself questions about your son's sexual orientation? So have your parents ever asked themselves questions about your sexual orientation, Morgan?
I don't know.
They probably have.
They've never broached it with me.
Are your parents divorced?
Yes.
Do you like musical comedies?
No.
Have you introduced your parents to a girlfriend ever?
Yes.
Okay. Is your father very strict or authoritarian with your son?
No.
With his son?
No.
Is your family in your family? Is the father absent?
Yes.
And were you shy as a child?
Yes.
And are you close to your father?
No.
Okay. So I reckon you're probably not gay based on the answers to that.
Yeah. Well, let's find out.
You got the app on your phone?
Let's find out. Here are a selection of penises.
What a terrible application. I wonder how they determine the answers.
So wait, how do we find out? Is he gay?
There's an app, an Android app called Is My Son Gay? You could download it now if you want.
Oh, you weren't running through it?
No, I was reading.
Oh, what the fuck, Ben? Oh my God, I thought that you were inputting my selections and you were going to tell me my proportionality of ball-likitude. But it turns out that was just a complete waste of time. What's going on here?
I was just trying to find out more about you, Morgan.
Are you feeling me out, seeing if you could maybe put a proposition to me, Ben?
Exactly.
Is that what
I think it's a good, is my son gay? Maybe they should just change it to a gaydar app so you can ask other people the questions.
I'm not gay.
Because if they like musical comedies, then surely they must be gay.
Are you worried about your son, Ben?
No, I don't give a toss.
Of course you give a toss. But you love him either way.
It cost me $3 to install this app. Fuck that.
What?
So you pay $3 to find out whether your son's gay. Oh, let's have a look at what the reviews are. I'm not going to install it. Fuck you. Oh, I mean, I suppose I can install it, do the question, and then uninstall it for a refund.
Can you?
Yeah. Android Market provides refunds.
It's fantastic.
Yeah. It has no comments, it has no ratings, and it has apparently zero plus downloads. So, no. Mind you, it was only uploaded on the September the 25th, 2011, so there you go.
Wow, it's already been controversial.
Ben,
Morgan.
Do you think your wife is a nymphomaniac or pushy and aggressive because she wants sex twice a week or more?
Is this another app?
Oh, it's just a general question he was asking.
It's polite conversation. Is that a yes?
I'd say no. Healthy, maybe?
Would you say that your sexual activity had steeply declined within the first few years of your marriage?
He's just making these questions up.
Would you say that your wife was more sexually aggressive than you?
Is this detecting if she's cheating?
I don't know what you're talking about.
What are you talking about?
Are you turned off at the thought of touching your wife's vaginal area or performing oral sex on her?
That'd be terrible.
Yeah.
Imagine if you were.
Have you got a best friend, Ben?
I do.
Would you say that is your best friend gay?
Does it count if I suck his cock?
I would say
hang on.
Well, that's not necessarily gay.
No, let's clarify here.
Yeah.
He's not gay if you suck his cock.
Oh, right. Okay.
And that's a glory hole. It's a glory hole. I take my best mate to that glory hole every week, and then I just disappear somewhere. I just don't want to watch, obviously.
No idea.
Yeah. Do you hang out in gay bars, Ben?
No, only if there's good music.
So when it comes to all the pornography that you watch, all the gay,
I feel like these questions are leading.
So when you're watching gay porn, Ben,
when did you stop watching gay porn?
When he came, obviously. would you say that you were excessively homophobic and would you say that you mock or imitate other gay men other than yourself? When gay men compliment you on your looks, do you generally brag about that when that happens?
I had a gay man tell me my penis looked very nice.
Was he your penis doctor?
No. I didn't really know him. Just lost in this maze.
What?
I was just lost in a maze. Yeah, these things happen. So, is Ben gay? Did we find out?
I don't know.
Oh.
Where's this thing that I wanted?
Is it at mobihun.com? Inver Vegas tweets, sing out if you need a South Island guest on the podcast sometime. My Baroness C1 would sound sweet even over a Skype line. :D Yeah, we should get a South Island guest. Is there anything interesting from South Island guest though?
Ben, you're in a desert walking along.
Yep.
When you look down and you see a tortoise, Ben, and it's crawling towards you.
Does it have a severed head on top of it?
That's not important. So you reach down and you flip the tortoise over onto its back, Ben. And the tortoise lies on its back, its belly baking in the hot sun, beating its legs, trying to turn itself over, but it can't, not without your help. But you're not helping, Ben. You're not helping, Ben.
Why not?
Because you're a replicant.
So, okay. So we don't know if he's gay, but we do know he's a replicant.
I'm pretty sure.
Oh, all right.
I think I'm going to call it a night, but thank you for your time.
Can only get weirder.
Yeah.
So Survivor, has everyone been watching Survivor? We probably can't talk about it.
Yes.
I'm very interested.
You haven't watched
spoilers, no spoilers. I watched the previous season. I didn't watch before. I probably missed like five seasons before that.
So, but you're aware that they've got the old bring two old players into it thing.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Yep. All right. And I watched the previous season from start to finish, and I enjoyed it a great deal because that particular person is my favorite player of all time.
Mm.
And this new one, I've never seen any of those people before, so I don't know who that one guy is.
Do you know he's a, yeah? So the one you said is totally and utterly mad.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I understand that he has a relationship to another person, and he's spoken about that.
Okay, yeah.
Understand that, but he is actually demented himself, isn't he?
Yes, absolutely. But I thought you were talking about the other guy being demented, but he's
demented. Oh, no. The tall guy is... Yeah. I don't know if he's demented or not.
Can
he's
we just say down. The words and then beep them out before? Because, you know, this would be a lot easier for me. I'm really confused.
All right, so...
Yep.
Oh, right, that guy, yep.
Coach has actually toned down. He was even more demented in his own series.
Yeah.
He was doing Tai Chi and talking about dragons and stuff all the time. So he's actually toned it down quite a lot.
He saw himself on TV then, didn't he? I mean, obviously.
Yeah. So he's quite funny that he's now the kind of sane voice in the wilderness for that totally insane guy.
Right. Well then.
Right. Okay. Have you got Morgan's disappeared off the face of the earth?
It's your birthday, Ben.
He's reading.
Ben, someone gives you a calfskin wallet.
A leather wallet.
A calfskin wallet. How do you react? Would you accept it, or would you be disappointed? Or would you report the person who gave it to the police, or would you check it for money?
I'd accept it, then check it for money.
You've got a little boy, Ben. I understand. He shows you his butterfly collection and a killing jar. what do you do? Do you take him to the doctor? Would you be fascinated or revolted, or would you tell him about all the things that you've killed, Ben?
I'd be fascinated.
You're watching television, Ben. Suddenly you realize there's a wasp crawling on your arm. Would you kill it? Would you walk outside, let it fly away?
I'd try to let it fly away.
You're in the desert, walking along in the sand, when all of a sudden you look down and see a tortoise. The tortoise lays on its back.
It's deja vu.
Is that right? Is it deja vu, Ben? Is that what it is?
You asked me this question again before.
Did I, Ben? Did I ask you before? Why aren't you helping the tortoise?
I'd help the tortoise.
But you aren't helping the tortoise, Ben.
I know where you're going. What is it?
Would you help
the bombardier?
I would like to know which of these things would come into your mind first about your mother. kind, loving, and a great cook, or strict, intimidating, and loud, or sweet, smart, and a nice person? Or did you, in fact, never know your mother, Ben?
Kind and loving and a good cook.
In a
magazine you come across, a full-page photo
of a
nude girl, which best describes your reaction? cut it out and save it? Would you be revolted? Would you just turn the page, no big deal, or... Are you actually interested in... is she pretty?
Interested. What are...
last question, Ben. You're watching an old movie, and it shows a banquet in progress. The guests are enjoying raw oysters. The entree consists of boiled dog stuffed with rice. What are you thinking to yourself? The raw oysters are less appealing than the boiled dog? Or what kind of wine do you serve with dog? Or that's disgusting? Or what kind of dog?
That's disgusting, I think.
I'm thinking all of those things.
What's the answer, Morgan?
Tell you in a minute.
Right.
He's got to calculate it all. It's going to take a while. Oh, what could it be?
I just copied a great video. I'll copy it into the chat room as well of Battlefield 3 PC alongside PlayStation. Because, you know, obviously the graphics are much better on PC.
Congratulations, Ben. You are Category 3. You are 87% human.
Oh, good. Excellent.
You're either a human or you're a replicant that has learned empathy. So just pretend...
Probably the latter.
Pretend you never heard any of this, basically.
Right. Okay.
And live your life.
Cool.
Next.
Next, I've sent you a link to a great comparison video of Battlefield 3 on PC and PlayStation.
Is this going to be noisy? Is it going to be all over the recording?
If you play it. Yep.
No, it's not. It's not like that at all.
All right.
Pretty noisy. Lots of shooty noises and stuff.
I think there's some trickery going on here.
It makes Battlefield 3 look like a hell of a game. I wish I had a PlayStation 3.
That's great.
That's really good.
I love the way they've even got the flight mode thing in there.
Oh, that's so good. This will be great on the audio stream.
Yeah. So check out the show notes because that'll be in there.
Man, it's so good.
It's so funny because it's true.
Battlefield 3 does look good. I never enjoyed the flying stuff. It never seemed to really work very well to me, especially the helicopter flying stuff.
I love it.
In Battlefield 2, the helicopters were not as good as they were in Battlefield Vietnam.
Okay.
Because Battlefield Vietnam was like more of a mod, whereas Battlefield 2 was a new game.
Yeah, I found the helicopters incredibly hard to fly.
I got really good at them in Battlefield Vietnam, but I used to have trouble with them in BF2. But I got better.
Do you know the Battlefield 3 is not going to be available on Steam? The fucking cocks.
I'm probably not going to buy it.
Just when you get free Steam traffic.
Same. It's true on Snap as well. So,
is that because it would be like a bajillion gigabytes to download?
No, it's because EA is saying that quote unquote,
Steam is too awesome.
Steam service restricts our ability to directly support players.
They probably have a legitimate point there.
No, it's bollocks, because they're going to sell it on CDs, right?
Well, I don't know. Probably not CDs. Probably not, because you'd need, like... It'd be like installing, you know, Windows XP off floppy disks. So, probably on DVDs, or maybe even a Blu-ray.
I don't know.
It's got to be a big fucking game.
Yeah, it is, but, I mean, it doesn't matter these days. You just download it.
Doesn't it though? Like I'm doing a beta program for some software at the moment, and like every 3 weeks or so, I have to download like a new 4 terabyte. No, not 4 terabyte. 4 gigabyte. Image. And every time I do it, I'm like, fuck, this is kind of annoying because you know, this is a reasonable chunk of my internet bandwidth, and if it stops and fails partway through, as it's done a couple of times, then I have to do it again.
Oh, no.
I would not like to download a 10 gigabyte. Whatever the hell, however big this will be, thingy. No, Matt, it is not Diablo. I don't play games.
Anyway, I'm off, guys. Have a good night.
Good night, Ben. Thank you for joining us once again. See
right
you
now,
for the
Ben's
birthday.
Going to have a proper Excel. Oh, wait. He's still there.
I can have something to eat.
So, we've run out of stuff to talk about now.
How about all them apples?
How about that election coverage thing? It's going to be quite interesting. I'm starting to rope random people into helping.
Yeah.
We're just going to go massive on this. It's going to be epic.
We need people for on screen, I think.
Yes,
the production stuff is just going to fall together because of your amazing connections.
Yes.
So I think the hard part is finding people who know what they're talking about.
Do we have to have people who know what they're talking about, or can we just have people who seem like they know what they're talking about?
Oh, no, that's fine too.
Okay.
Look what, I mean, it's done perfectly well for Fox.
So look, well, yes. If you are still listening somehow, can you watch it on your iPad? We'll get to that. If you are still listening somehow, sorry, there's a baby on me and he's not very happy, and you know something about politics and perhaps can talk, string words together, and have some opinion, perhaps, then, and want to be on internet television, famous on internet television, then get in touch. Because Morgan just talks shit.
Yeah.
We'll probably get Ryan on board. He's a fucking communist.
He's an anarchist.
Yeah, I know, whatever. And who knows? Who knows who else?
Mm.
But people to talk would be good. So that's good. Yeah, we'll do that. Layton said, can I watch it on my iPad? Now, that's a good question. We don't know at the moment what streaming service we'll use, so there's a few options. If you know of any others, let me know.
Yeah.
I've come up with Ustream, which we played with on our thing. The ads in there are interrupting ads. They're not very good. That's very annoying.
Mm.
There's another one, Livestream.
And, of course, we do know that you can get rid of the ads, but it's really expensive.
$500 it would cost us for basically a month, because we can't buy it in less than a month. So we'd pay for 1 month's worth at $500 US, and that would give us, what was it? That's not even that. It's like 1,000 viewer hours. No, it's not even that. It's like 500 viewer. I don't know. It's some viewer hours that aren't very many. There's Livestream.com, which does advertising as well, but their advertising appears to be pop-up advertising, you know, like you get on the YouTube videos, less intrusive,
yep.
So it could probably be tolerated, but looks like we'd actually need to buy a premium service anyway for some of the features we'd like to use.
Mm.
There's Justin.tv, which is free. I don't know how well it's supported on devices, though. I know it works fine in a web browser.
Mm.
I don't know if there's if there's anything else. And the one I'd really like to use is YouTube. But
yeah.
The problem I've run into with YouTube is to be able to stream live on YouTube, you have to be invited to their live program. To be invited to their live program, you have to be a YouTube partner. To be a YouTube partner, you have to have history on YouTube and be uploading, you know, have a reasonable range of content, have subscribers, have viewers.
And Discourse hasn't done any of those things.
Discourse hasn't done any of that.
It's tricky, isn't it?
Justin.tv is probably looking promising, unless we manage to make some breakthrough with YouTube.
Yeah. Or find an alternate solution. We don't know how many.
We haven't thought of. I know Facebook did some streaming video as well, but I don't know if we want to go there. It's probably even less likely to work well on other things.
Yeah.
So anyway, yeah. Or unless we can buy ourselves a Freeview channel.
Should be going cheap. They're only $1.8 million to connect.
Yeah, so that's fine. I can
easy. I'm sure that someone in New Zealand has sufficiently capacious streaming service.
Now, Leighton says you could use QuickTime Broadcaster. We could. The broadcasting aspect of it is not a problem. So we can use Flash Media Encoder. We can use QuickTime Broadcaster. We can use there's like a Silverlight one. Yeah. The problem is more to do with the content distribution.
Mm.
Needing something, needing to bounce it off a server with enough capacity to deal with all the potential clients.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. So there you go. A solid content distribution network is required, which is why I think something like Justin TV or Livestream.com or Ustream or YouTube.
Yeah, and of course we have no idea how many viewers we're going to have. It could be heaps or it could be few.
Now, alternatively, if you're listening out there and you have some sort of budget on behalf of yourself or your company and you'd like to
be part of this groundbreaking
sponsor us, we will sell out. So essentially for the cost of providing us the necessary connection to Livestream or Ustream, probably Livestream, you could sponsor us basically.
Yeah.
And if you want to sponsor us in any other way, you can still sponsor us. Sponsor, sponsor, sponsor. Give us money.
Who's it going to be? Maybe you could go on Twitter and suggest to everyone that they should get involved in helping us with this. Leighton has suggested in the chat that maybe Snap could come to the party and help us out. I think that's a wonderful idea because who has more bandwidth than ISPs?
Yeah.
They also tend to have a bunch of spare servers. And it's not like it's very sophisticated software, technically. Someone who has bandwidth is really what we need. We will solve it. It's easy to solve. It's just, you know,
there's in New Zealand. So Matt's also posted a link to something called ecasttv.co.nz, which I hadn't heard of before, which seems to be a New Zealand local streaming video people.
Mm.
I'm watching Stratos on there at the moment.
Oh, goody.
But, there's options. So we don't know how we'll broadcast it yet, but we know we will. It'll be in some form of HD, or available in some form of HD.
Yeah.
Probably 720p, because 1080i is just pushing it a bit. Sorry, 1080p would be actually is just pushing it a bit. But who the hell knows? We'll have everything will be able to do 1080, so we'll see how we go.
And it'll be the only New Zealand election show with an official drinking game.
It'll also be the only New Zealand election show in HD, I imagine.
Is that right? Surely
because,
not.
Well, TVNZ's news facility isn't HD capable, and I'm pretty sure TV3's isn't either. And they are the only HD broadcasters.
Seriously?
Yep.
That's bizarre.
Yeah, I'd be very surprised. I mean, especially, they would certainly, even if they could do HD out of their main centre, which I don't think either of them can, but even if they could, they would certainly have trouble spreading an HD, you know, running an HD broadcast as wide as they need to for an election coverage.
Mm.
Not that we can either, obviously, but, you know, we can run an HD broadcast out of our purpose-built broadcast facility, obviously.
Yep. Studio 1 and the penthouse. Actually, no, what do we call this one? Studio 1A?
Studio 1A, isn't it?
Yeah, Studio 1A. I'm going to be very interested to see what the setup's going to be like. You haven't been here.
No, I haven't, so I have to come and have a look.
You better come over and we can talk about exactly what the layout will be. We've got rooms for... Yeah, exactly. We've got rooms for, production rooms where people can sit and be isolated. And then we've got a very large living room and a deck with a nice view. And I think it should be a pretty good size.
Now, well, the other thing I was going to suggest is... Oh, so we're also going to try and take live contributions from, I guess we'd call them field correspondents.
Yeah. So people with their Skype phones.
Skype phone or
FaceTime, I guess. Yep.
Or if there's any other suitable, important two-way video communication technologies that I'm not considering, but those seem likely to cover it, Skype and FaceTime.
And that could be people just commenting from their homes, but ideally we'll have a couple of people around the place, someone in Wellington,
Yeah, it'd be good.
Someone somewhere else who can be on the Wi-Fi out there or on the 3G out there. If they don't mind.
Now, there's another technology I'd like to look at, but I don't know if we'll be able to with this. We could actually possibly, if we try really hard, get someone to send us an HD streaming video signal across the internet with a magical wireless thing off the back of a proper video camera. But But I suspect that could be a little hard to arrange. But we could always try. Mm. We can but hope.
Mm.
Perhaps we can get Robin. Perhaps we can get a crew with Robin, and she can have a proper Wellington-based broadcast. Who knows?
That would be pretty great. There's a lot of politicky people in the old Wellywood.
Strangely,
in Tiny Town. Hmm.
So, if you have awesomeness in any way, shape, or form that can assist us making an awesome, awesome, super special, completely unprecedented election coverage show, get in touch.
Get in touch. Very easy. Pretty easy. To the website. At the Morgan, at Dylan Reeve.
Yeah, at Discourse NZ. I don't know if anyone reads those ones specifically.
I don't really tweet from that very much. Mainly just refer to it. And yep. I check the people who tweet at it and reply to them directly. do you want to be able to stream Hulu or BBC iPlayer, speaking of media streaming, even though you're not currently in America or the UK? Do you have some reason for wanting people who try to look at your internet connection to see not that you're in New Zealand, but instead that you're on some anonymous IP address in Canada, Sweden, France, England, America or Russia? You just generally want to have your anonymity protected on the internet, maybe because your government has recently passed stupid, dangerous, draconian laws. Tell them to mind their own business while you mind your own, and go to discourse.co.nz/VPN and sign up. It's surprisingly inexpensive.
Surprisingly.
It is actually surprisingly inexpensive, considering how bloody good it is. Yeah. You think it's expensive?
No, pretty inexpensive. I said inexpensive.
Yeah.
You're not listening hard enough.
Sorry.
Listen harder.
I like to talk a lot. I've got four mouths and only one ear. Approximately. Am I a Banyan man?
That makes a lot of sense.
What else have we
got? There you go. I don't know. Do we talk about anything else?
I don't know if we're going to do anything for the birthday.
When is it?
Next week.
Oh, right.
I think the 4th is actually the birthday, and the 5th is the first episode released after.
Oh, my God. The 5th of October. Never mind. Carry on. I was going to say it was Guy Fawkes, but...
Oh, no. It's released on the 6th. It's released on the 6th. Maybe the 5th is the birthday, but the 6th is when the next one's released. Something like that.
There you go.
Very exciting. Who knew?
Anyone who cared to look, I imagine.
Oh, no, that would actually last.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Mm. Bad sports. Bad sports in New Zealand. New Zealanders, All Black fans, perhaps, who have been allegedly booing at Australians and also turning the wrath on the English and possibly other teams' supporters as well. I don't know if this is terribly prevalent, but it doesn't take too many people with this bad attitude to actually spoil our reputation. You don't need to dislike the other guy's team in order to show how much you like your team. And I think that booing the other team rather than cheering yours is actually the sign of being a dirty little scumbag, a little coward, probably with only one ball and a small penis.
Did you see someone was tweeting? I can't think who it was. Maybe it was... Anyway, it doesn't really matter. Someone was tweeting about having gone to their child's school.
Yeah.
And seeing, you know, each of the classes had dressed up as one of the countries, basically.
Yeah. Yeah, it was Blendy. At Blendy on Twitter.
That's right. There you go. So, and when the Australian class or the Australian dressed pupils stood up, the adults, the parents there, started booing.
Yeah.
And consequently, so did the children, which is... fucked.
It's terrible. She complained, I understand, to the principal. She updated today saying that the principal has contacted her and said that that he or she is going to try and do something about it. Newsletter or something.
Yeah, at the very least, the people who did it need to be given a good prodding to sit down, shut up, and think a little bit about what they did, because that's, it's just dickish.
It's absolutely dickish. Frankly, cheer everyone, or shut up. You don't need to boo children, particularly. You don't need to boo anyone.
Well, there's that thing, there's the classic New Zealand T-shirt or whatever that says, I support two teams, New Zealand and anyone playing Australia, which is all fine and games and funny, but you don't have to be a cock about it.
Yeah.
I haven't watched a single minute of rugby. to be honest. I just don't give a shit.
Oh, mate.
But my in-laws who live downstairs watched the Australia-Ireland game.
It was so good.
They were very, very, very happy.
Yeah. It was
a little bit too much, but whatever.
Oh, no, it was such a great game because it was so close. I would actually say that I was a Japan supporter. Whoever they play, I've got their back. But given that they don't seem to play very much, I default.
Didn't they play tonight? Didn't they play
Wales?
Today?
Wales, I think. Was it Wales? And they were tied up, the last I heard. But by this point, because we've been recording and I haven't been looking at that stuff, I suspect they probably lost. But they did. Put a good face on it. I supported Japan against the All Blacks, but generally, of course, I support the All Blacks.
Of course,
because you know.
Have you noticed that about everyone driving around with a flag on their car that isn't a New Zealand flag also has an All Blacks flag on their chest so they don't get beaten up?
Just in case. Yeah. There's one that parks on the side of the road along my walk and commute to work who has a South Africa flag and an All Blacks flag.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Surely they have to take one of them off, mm-hmm. you know, if South Africa ends up playing the All Blacks in the final or whoever, you know.
Mm. All right. Do we have anything else?
Nah.
Did that.
Hey, we've run out of stuff to give away.
That HP story is hilarious. $80 million they've paid out three CEOs since 2005. $80 million.
It's just...
That is so much money to get rid of three bad staff. And one staff member who wasn't even bad. What's his name? Heard. Wasn't even bad. He just, you know, was... He just had bad judgment, personally. I mean, he had like a sexual harassment claim against him, but he was running the company well, I think. He was trying to do interesting things with the mobile devices that no one else has suggested doing. Apotheca killed them, and Whitman has made no signs of doing anything to bring them back. And the mobile space, just look at where Apple's getting all their money. It's from mobile devices.
Yeah, no, I mean, oh, it's just insane. But, you know, it takes a certain sort of people to get there anyway. You have to have the right stuff, I suppose.
Yeah. Yeah, you do. But these people don't have the right stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, so you should get a Kindle.
Yeah, well, probably not.
But you've got an iPad. Just get the Kindle app.
The thing with the iPad, I mean, I don't use it very often anyway. Mostly Melanie does. But it's too heavy and too... You know, too hard to read from.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not hard to read from, but I'd hate to try and read a book on it. I've played with a Kindle, and it's just, like you say, it's the e-paper thing. It's just so easy to read.
The only problem is that if you're going to read in bed, you've got to have a light on, which could be disruptive to your...
But, you know, if you're going to read... If you're currently reading in bed, that's not really, you know...
That's true. It's much more comfortable holding a Kindle than a big, thick, pulpy paperback. I hate to think how big, I actually haven't seen a physical copy of it. I hate to think how big Remedy is. I think it's something like 1,100 pages in the print version.
Right, that's quite big.
Yeah.
Now, to be the other issue I have with reading from an iPad is quite often, if I'm reading in bed, it's not at all uncommon for me to fall asleep whilst reading.
Yeah.
And I don't want to drop an iPad on my face.
Right. A sheet of glass dropped on your face. It's not going to be conducive to sweet, happy dreams, is it?
Doesn't hurt. It doesn't feel good. Yeah. And the other thing I find is the only problem I have with the Kindle is, like I said, it doesn't have a touch screen. I find it really hard now when using any sort of device that I'm holding in my hands not to touch the screen.
Yeah.
If I use someone else's cell phone and it's not a touch screen phone, I get really put off because I can't touch it.
Yeah. Does that even exist anymore?
Yeah, well, I actually used someone's BlackBerry the other day, and it didn't have a touchscreen. I was like, "Oh, this is so stupid."
BlackBerry,
but it still doesn't have a touchscreen.
BlackBerry still have something like 6% of new sales.
Yeah, but their newer BlackBerries do have touchscreens at least.
And I think that the Windows Phone 7 fits in the 1% attributed to other.
Yeah, Windows Phone 7 phones.
It's a pretty bad sign.
Well, I don't know. It's, you know, how the hell do they compete, right, with a phone platform that no one really knows much about?
Yeah.
And that doesn't have any fucking phones.
Yeah.
you walk into any Telecom or Vodafone store and you can play with an iPhone and an iPhone 4, no, probably an iPhone 4 and, you know...
And any minute now, an iPhone 5.
Yep, and a handful of Android phones and maybe a Nokia phone or two.
Yeah.
And even a BlackBerry, perhaps, but no fucking Windows Phone 7, apparently.
Mm. Latest mobile phones. This is on the Vodafone site. I'll choose touchscreen phones. And any price, all models, all brands, that will have to do for now. Sort. 6 phones found and doesn't really show what any of them are. Let's see, is any of these, that looks like an HTC Cha-Cha. Don't know what that runs.
Android.
Sony Ericsson Xperia Mini Pro.
Android.
Vodafone 858.
Android.
Vodafone 455.
Android.
Sony Ericsson no, Xperia Ray.
I believe that's probably Android.
And an LG Optimus 3D.
That's Android. You must be missing something there, surely.
Oh, this is new releases, I think, is it?
Oh, okay, you're right.
Right, I'll click on the smartphones tab. That's probably more useful. I want touch screen. Find my mobile. Come on now. LG Optimus One. Don't know what it is, but it's $249, so it's Android. Samsung Galaxy Mini, Android. Vodafone 858 Warriors. Can't tell because it's got a screen capture. It's got a picture laid over the screen. Probably Android. Vodafone 858 Android. Samsung Galaxy 551 Android. Sony Ericsson Android. Samsung Android. HTC Android. Samsung Android. These are all Androids. No wonder it's killing them. Google Nexus One, Android. Samsung Galaxy S, Android. Optimus Black from LG, Android. Another Xperia. What's this Nokia? Oh, my God, there's a Nokia here. Nokia, yep. N8. Is that Windows Phone 7?
No.
No.
That's, but... what's it called, you know?
Oh, is it the last of the previous generation?
Well, not the last even, but yes. They're still making them.
Right. But I thought that they'd all gone Windows Phone 7.
No, I don't even think they've released a Windows Phone 7 phone yet.
Oh.
They've said they will, but they haven't.
So far, we've gone through the top 18, and it's all Android. And rounding them out is Samsung Galaxy S2 Android. Why are there no iPhones in this list?
Because iPhones have a separate category. It's weird, eh?
Oh. But I'm in smartphones.
Yeah, no, iPhones aren't smartphones. They're iPhones.
What?
Their iPhones.
Vodafone.
You should be ashamed. Side, right? You've got plans, phones and plans, mobile phones, you've got all the brands, you've got Apple iPhone, and you've got smartphones. Different category. Makes no fucking sense.
It does make no sense. That's really stupid and annoying.
But anyway, they also have a BlackBerry, they've got a Nokia, another Nokia E7, so they've got 2 phones running Nokia operating system, whatever they are, Symbian something or other or something, or Migio. Whatever.
Yeah.
And they've got 1 BlackBerry phone. And everything else in these 19 phones I'm looking at, which are touchscreen smartphones, is Android.
Right. No wonder they're eating everyone's lunch.
Yep. And even if some of them are shit, not all of them are.
Yeah. I'm pretty happy with my one, even though mine was, I think, when I got it, gratis. Thanks, Ben. I think mine was about $500 with no contract.
Yeah, about that.
And this must be at least a year old, I would have thought.
Yeah, because it was pretty much new when you got it, and it was quite early in discourse.
The X5?
Yeah.
The only problem I have with that is the camera's a bit shit.
Yeah, well, there you go. Yeah, I don't know. I tend to think Windows Phone 7's doomed. I find it really hard to believe it will survive in what is already a competitive marketplace that has 2 very dominant players.
Now, did you see the story? I saw it on Futurity. Where did they put the video? I think it was on Vimeo. Maybe it was on YouTube. They did this brain scan thing on these people.
Someone mentioned this to me and got a picture.
And, well, not really. What
sort of got something that kind of represented the movement that they were seeing or something. Yeah.
Well, ultimately, yes. What they did was somehow they scanned them using, you know, whatever scanner it was. I could probably look it up.
Porno Scan 6000.
That's right. Let's see. What is it? It was a functional MRI.
Right. Oh, that's close.
So it all it does is measure blood flow in the brain, I think. And specifically here in the visual cortex, which is the part of the brain that processes visual information.
Yep.
And what they displayed to these people was some video. And then they scanned their brains while watching it. And then what they did with this insane algorithm is they reconstructed from maybe YouTube clips with like 100 frames layered on top of each other from other movies. They reconstructed the shape of what they calculated had been seen by the brain. And so what you can watch side by side in this 30-second long YouTube clip is on the left what was shown to the people in the scanners, and on the right what it calculates they were looking at. And it says, you know, when in the clip they were looking at a person, head and shoulders, on the right you see, you know, with all these clips overlaid on each other, a person, head and shoulders, in the right position in the frame. And it's pretty amazing. It seems like it must be a trick, like it's not real, like it's a scam. They want more funding or something. It just doesn't seem like it could be real. But, of course, it's not. It's not really accurate. I mean, you can't see eyes. It doesn't get color right. And it gets some things quite badly wrong. And just kind of – because all it tries to do is sort of match the geometry that would excite the brain in that particular way. So, you know, a picture of a parrot flying, it just makes something that looks kind of like a red blob.
Yeah.
But that it can say – that it's a red blob and roughly this shape. It's pretty amazing. I mean, what's going to be next?
Terrifying. Who knows?
It's very cool.
Death.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. It's going to kill all of us.
Yeah.
This thing is going to replace us all. It's absolutely amazing. We'll put that in the show notes. And it will probably make your jaw drop when you watch it. Because, I mean, there's a lot of things where it's just, you know, it's very roughly right. But it's pretty amazing. It's very cool.
Yeah.
So did you see the story of the hummingbird smuggler with its underpants full of birds?
No, but that sounds like a lot of fun.
Let me send you a URL, because the picture of this guy, they pull his underpants down and take photos,
I guess, for evidence. So hummingbird smuggler now is what we're going to call him. It's no longer a budgie smuggler.
And there's a lot of birds. There must be...
Look at the little pointy beaks. That can't be good.
I know. Right next to his junk.
Those poor little birds.
There's a lot of them there.
They've gone through.
It looks like it must be four or five of them died, but there must be 10 or 15 that are still alive in this thing. So he must have had 20 birds in his underpants.
How can you tell which ones are dead and which ones are alive?
Well, there are some on the table.
They look alive, though.
Do you think so? Why would they separate the ones on the table from the ones in the pouch that they're holding?
I guess so.
How are they distinguishing between them?
Well, mind you, that pouch looks full. Maybe they were stuffed somewhere else.
And actually, the picture directly above, that looks like a living bird.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
That's the same ones on the table. Well, so maybe four are alive and 15 are dead.
Wow.
Yeah, so this is they were captured, I think, in France. The pictures are quite wonderful, actually, seeing this. Great that they caught this scumbag. Poor birds. Yeah. The poor little birdies. Poor little lovely creatures.
Stink.
Now, Ben. Ben.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Corrections.
Yes, Ben. I mean, yeah.
Even I've got it now. Watch this video I've just sent you. This is, the title of the video is Sweating Soccer Player Time Lapse. Here, I'll send it to the chat room. And I'll send them the picture of the hummingbirds as well while you look.
Oh, my God.
So this is a time-lapse of this football player, presumably after a game. He's in front of the cameras, sitting there in front of all the sponsor logos and so on.
Wow.
And this time-lapse plays through of this guy sweating right through his probably quite expensive tailored shirt, because he's a football player after all. And he absolutely soaks it. It looks, by the end, like someone's dropped a bucket of sweat over him.
Could just be a bucket of water. I'm not sure how you'd tell the difference.
Ah, well, you know, we all know it's sweat.
Yeah, well, I tend to assume that any liquid that falls from above is either sweat or piss.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
He's absolutely saturated.
So is all this? Are we still making the XL? Are people going to be listening to this?
Probably
driving down the street, listening to us ramble on. They can't see.
Judging by the fact that the old chat room
is dead.
Has dropped down to two listeners.
We've killed them all. One of them is just a generic listener, and the other one's Leighton, who's probably not even there. Leighton, are you there? Leighton? Hello? No, he's gone. He's dead.
Probably.
We've killed him.
Well, he might be off, you know.
Here's an idea. Next week, people who are listening to this show right now on a podcast recording, next week, on a Tuesday evening, Tuesday the somethingth of something.
Join us for the live show?
Whatever. Yeah. Come and join us in the chat room.
Probably should have said that in the main episode.
Yeah, not that I even actually go into the chat room, really, because it's too confusing. I can't talk and listen and type and read all at the same time.
Because, I mean, given that we're now, like, over an hour deep in the overflow.
No one's listening to
this. I just don't think many people listen that far through the second bit.
They've all deleted and gone, fuck off.
Fucking shut up with your fucking rambling. And I mean, they know that I just wandered off for a while before.
Everyone deletes as soon as Ben leaves, I assume.
That's probably true.
Yeah.
Even though we're the talent.
Someone asked quite sensibly why there's no mention of me on the website. And I've said it's because I'm just a frequently self-inviting guest.
I hadn't even thought about it.
Yeah, oh well.
I haven't paid much attention to the website.
Constantly self-inviting guest, actually, I've said I am. There you go. Anyway, oh well. Probably call it an end to the Excel thing because no one's listening anymore. If you've listened this far, send us a tweet to tell us that.
You're on the guests list, number 5 on the guests list. Mention of you having been like the most frequent, aside from Ben, co-host.
Yeah, well.
How many times was Robin on?
Oh, quite a few.
She was on quite a few. But
let's get Robin back. I miss Robin. I haven't spoken to her for ages. She's got a cool job.
Me neither. I have reached out a couple of times. But it's just coincided with her hating us. Me?
Fair enough.
Specifically, maybe? I don't know. Yeah. I don't know why it is. I think
no, it's probably
there was a period when she was running whatever festival, and then that was going on for like 6 weeks as it travelled down the country or something. So it was understandable that she didn't come on then. But since then, I guess she just got out of the habit.
Yeah, well. And Ryan... far too whipped to take part these days.
He was into it on the Monday recording. When we recorded on a Monday, that was really good for him. But I think Tuesday night, for some reason, doesn't work out. Something to do with the fiancé. Not because he's whipped, but because he's loving and caring and sacrifices his own time in order to be whipped.
You know, whatever.
I guess we probably have to try and get... you know, all the co-hosts back on for the birthday.
Yeah, there you go. Try and fit it into an hour.
But Skype's only good for 3.
Is it?
Yeah, I think so. We'll have to do a buzz hangout.
Other people have more than 3 on their Skype-y things, though, don't they? Do we have to pay money for magical super Skype to do that?
Good question. How many people can I add? Well, I would just randomly add a bunch of people from my...
But they won't answer. Well, hang on, here's a go. Let me just try. Can I add? Yes, I can. Go add to this call.
All right, and I'll add this one.
Is that going to work? Oh, so now we've got 4.
And
I don't think...
I wish
the
Ben was still
other
around.
One's answering, or has it answered?
Can't tell.
I added the echo sound test.
Yeah.
But the echo sound test isn't answering or doesn't, maybe just refuses to take part in, no, obviously refuses to take part in group conversation. Terrible. Oh, well, who knows? That's something to research.
Yes. Yes, we are late and we are still crapping on.
Told you you'd gone away.
Maybe we can, let's create a song.
Do we have to? You know, I've been sitting here for the last like 40 minutes or half an hour, however long, with a baby on my arm. I can barely even sit up straight anymore.
I don't know what this song's going to be like.
He's quite heavy.
He's quite heavy, but I don't mind because he's my son. He's quite heavy, but not really because he's a little one.
No, he's still quite heavy.
He's little.
He's like four kilos or something.
Wow, maybe. Four whole kilos.
I gotta go and hold him still while someone sticks needles in him tomorrow. It's always fun.
Bro, what?
It's immunization. Don't worry, it's not torture.
Oh, wow, you're going to immunize him. That's unfashionable.
Yeah.
I guess you must be, like, intelligent or something.
Yeah, I also eat meat. and... Oh, fuck, I don't know.
And some can other... read.
Yeah. But I immunize children. How about that?
Good all boy. It's herd immunity, which is what the immunization deniers, what would we call them? The anti-immunizers?
Idiots.
The idiots.
Oh, no. We'll get litters. No, we won't because no one's listening.
No one's listening. They count on herd immunity to keep their children from dying, which is when the population is sufficiently immunized. It doesn't matter if a few percent isn't, because the immunized people act basically as a fire break. So it can't be, whatever, it's bacteria or virus. Exactly. And so that protects the people who aren't immunized. But of course, there's so many of them now in some populations, in some schools and so on, because these idiots tend to cluster together, apparently. I think if it gets over 20%, I think herd immunity applies as long as over 80% are immunized.
Right.
And probably doesn't apply to everything.
Probably not.
But so we've got these measles outbreaks, which is ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. There are so many things that you can immunize for that make a huge difference, though. For instance, HPV. You can get rid of, women can get rid of something like 80 to 90% of the risk of getting cervical cancer. Because something we've been discovering over the last couple of decades is that a lot of cancers are actually viral. And HPV, human papillomavirus, I guess it's a wart virus, leads to most of the kinds of fatal cervical cancers. And there's an immunization that's quite effective against it. But I think it only works...
It's most effective
if you haven't
for sexual activity.
Exactly. So you need to immunize girls before they start rooting. So you need to get them ideally probably about the same time as the MMR stuff, which I guess is about 10 or something like that.
Yeah, I think they aim for 12, I think is when they're trying for HPV.
Right. And that it makes a huge difference.
Yes, except according to Michelle Bachmann, it makes children retarded.
Except that's not true.
But she said so, and she's possibly going to be the president.
And, of course, the thing is that you might be able to find one example of someone who did have an adverse reaction. Because people have adverse reactions to peanuts and die.
I'm sorry, I thought you said penis.
Well, this is an adverse reaction to penis. This is transferred from woman to woman by men.
Oh, good point.
On our penises. But the thing is that a lot of women die of cervical cancer. And it's
Leighton's
and it's
still
unnecessary.
Listening. He sent a relevant link to us.
Right, and this is a TED talk about contagious cancer.
There you go. Anyway, let's wrap up the show so that the poor people who may possibly have listened to this point can set themselves free. They can go and listen to an episode of WTF or...
I actually would suggest that you try a new podcast. First episode came out yesterday or today called The Anarcho Almanac. And this
can
is
you
an...
Can you put it in the show notes, please?
Yes. I better create a tab for that or I won't remember. Anarcho Almanac. This is Andy Anarcho, who is one of the only remaining good things on MacBreak Weekly on Twit, which is mainly populated with fucking just smug dickheads who are so tiresome. But Andy Anarcho is a journalist, and he's pretty well thought of, and he's charming, and he's got a wonderful, rich, mellifluous voice. Just... Let's call it sonorous, shall we? His voice sounds like well-oiled wood somehow. Maybe that's just what he gives me.
No, that's fine. Carry on.
And he started a new podcast on the 5x5 network, which is where Back to Work, and which is Merlin Mann's current podcast. And The Talk Show, which is the Gruber podcast and so on. That's where they live, on 5x5.tv. Number 5, BY, number 5.tv. And The Anarcho Almanac. Season 1, Episode 1, just came out September 26th, they say, which we might say was yesterday, but we know it's really today. But actually, because this is going on Thursday, it's a few days ago. But it's new and it's lovely, and he talks about nerdy comic book stuff, but that's not the only thing he's going to be talking about.
It's going to be all over the place. But geez, he's got, he's really interesting, and he's really smart. And so that's a new podcast you could try out, dear listener.
Right.
But not instead of this one.
I listen to...
In addition.
Mainly, I listen to a lot of WTF.
Yeah.
I even bought his premium app the other day.
Mark Maron is so good.
I bought his premium app. The app is shit. But yeah. What I figured out just from sniffing a bit of internet traffic was how I could download the old apps, the old episodes anyway.
Yeah.
So I'm just doing that.
Are they just numbered in sequence?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I don't think it has any little sneaky bits in there. I'm pretty sure it just goes. Yeah.
He had a great interview with, coincidentally, Louis C.K., whose TV show we spoke about before.
Yeah, I think that was one of the main reasons I wanted to get the premium app so I could go back and find that episode.
Oh, that's funny. I just Googled for it and found a URL and sneakily downloaded it, even though it is premium.
Right, there you go.
It's available out there free and clear. So why, who's fussing? Don't fuss. Don't be a hater. Don't be a hater.
Anyway, I listened to that a lot. It's great. Very good.
Don't hate the player. Hate player two.
And a bunch of industry, tech podcasts related to my industry. About, editing and color grading and stuff.
You listen to podcasts about color grading?
There is a podcast about
that's
color grading.
That's a bit difficult.
No, they talk about
Hue.
Yeah, and then I made it a bit bluer, and it was too blue, so I made it a bit redder again, but then it was too red, so I skewed it around a bit towards the green and dialed up the gamma a smidge, and it totally came right.
Yeah, and it looks good
secondary
now.
Secondary over the top, just punching up the reds slightly.
You just have to take my word for it.
Yeah, no, it looks fucking awesome, though. yeah, basically. No, anyway, whatever. There is a color grading podcast. It's not very regular. It's mostly interviews with colorists about their thoughts on technique and whatever.
Mm. It's technique.
So that's the end of the Excel podcast.
Beloved
well
listener,
getting through this far. If you got to this point, tweet us and we'll give you nothing because we have nothing left to give.
We probably have to do a correction next week.
Corrections
and apologies. Sorry about the Excel last week, but it was optional.
Yeah, and I was kind of gone for a little bit of it. I don't know what happened. There was the weird gay test thing. I'm not sure where this all came from.
I was gone for a bit as well.
Yeah.
Beep, 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 beep. Beep,
see you later.
Beep, 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 beep. Thank you, Dylan, once again. And listeners, thank you too. And all of you many, many listeners in the chat room, Leighton. Goodbye. See you next week. For our happy first birthday.
Fish and chats, fish and chats, fish
sorry,
and chats.
The show is cancelled. Beep.
Don't forget to rewind the tape.